In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
I think we got some breaking news. I just saw this on Twitter. I'm sorry to cut you off there, Mike. This is a reputable site. You know Jets videos on SNY?
Yeah.
Jets have fired GM Joe Douglas.
Okay.
I think Connor Hughes has. Yeah, Connor Hughes tweeted this 2 minutes ago. The Jets fired Joe Douglas, per sources.
Didn't work out. And I really thought it had a really good chance to work out. I thought Joe was off to a good start. I liked where he was prior to coming to the Jets, the organizations he worked with. I had a little bit of a relationship with Joe early where we would text. I don't want to bother him, but he was always cordial, always a gentleman, always responsive. And he's a great guy. I think he's a good football man. Didn't work out. I mean, I am a little surprised it hits us now.
That's what I'm saying team. Now you're going to do that?
Well, listen, let me ask you a question. If you knew...
Well, it is the bye week, going to the bye week.
True, and now this gives the Jets a chance to jumpstart their evaluation of their next general manager. If you know that you're not bringing him back... You know, do the right thing by him to get a jump start on his next move. But more importantly, for the betterment of your franchise, you know, now you don't have to do anything like sneaky or under the table. Hey, we moved on from Joe. Now we're looking for a general manager. And it's above board. And now go find somebody who actually knows how to build a team.
God, man. Think about where we are at now and where we were going into a year ago, going into this season. We were thinking and hoping that it was going to be a playoff year at the very least, and now here we are ahead of Thanksgiving. Jets in their bye week going into what, week 12, and they fired Joe Douglas after firing Saleh weeks ago.
And it's gotten worse since they fired Saleh. They give up more points. They win less frequently. I mean, it's really the greatest failure in the history of New York sports. I said that to Sal the other day, and I mean that. Like, there's been a couple of Met teams that tried to throw big money, like the Saberhagen, Coleman. Yeah. They tried to take a few shortcuts. The Knicks tried that a couple times with Marbury, some other examples. But this is the most colossal, by far, failure, because it's on every single level. And when you match the money and the hype and the expectations and, you know, the energy that we put forth, not just going into the year and not just last year going into the year, but really from when did Teague and I start that? Maybe late January? I mean, we were in on that Rodgers pursuit very, very early. And then everybody was. So it was a couple of months where we're talking Rodgers almost daily when he was still Packers property. What a colossal fail.
Yeah, and also remember, Joe Douglas didn't have a contract beyond this year.
Yep.
They could have just waited to the end of the year and let it go, but they wanted to send the message, fire him now, get a clean start, to your point, going on the bye week. Just, I mean, think about it. Douglas and Saleh, we've talked about it for years, and here we are. And I never liked the way that the Jets structured this thing to begin with before Saleh, where to me, it's always, you want a clean slate and hire the new GM, have him pick his head coach, and you have them go together. Now, I don't know how much Woody had an impact on this convoluted mess, Woody going to London with Chris taking over, but you know the different, you know, how we had it here with Gase and Douglas, and then Douglas picking Saleh on. But here we are, Saleh fired, what was it, a month ago, and now Joe Douglas follows him out the door at one Jets drive, and you don't have a head coach because Ulbrich ain't it. You don't have a general manager because Douglas got fired today. Right now, I mean, Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think they have a quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers, the last man standing.
Well, he's still standing, but barely. You know, he's hanging on by a thread. I want to move on from Rodgers. I said that.
I'm sorry, BT.
That's okay.
How much of this do you think is off of the continuity quotes from Rodgers a couple of days ago, whenever that was? Right, there was the report that I think it was Connor Hughes who had it as well, and give him credit for breaking the story.
He did. Because you referenced it Sunday when you do it. I heard you in the car on Sunday.
It was Sunday morning when he did it for SNY pregame show for the Jets.
Yeah.
So, and he was talking about how Rodgers wants continuity, I think was the word he used, or stability, whatever it was. But immediately following the loss to the Colts in the bye week, I mean, 2 days later, Joe Douglas out. I wonder if that's sending a message to Rodgers that, hey, you can say whatever you want. Like, here's where we're at. The new people are going to come in and make a decision.
That would be very welcome. I don't know if I go there yet because, you know, Joe Douglas is less impactful. I mean, he's got to get the roster. But in terms of the day-to-day coordination, is less impactful on Rodgers' world. Like, Joe doesn't complicate Aaron Rodgers' world. Because what would complicate Aaron's world is if you get a new coach in here and, you know, basically it's too punitive, although, as I outlined, I won't do it again, post June 1, there's actually kind of a softer landing. If you designate him post 1, it's not quite as bad. The cap hit and the dead money the Jets would take. I do think that Rodgers has zero interest in learning a new playbook. So I really, when he spoke up for Ullbrich, which he did, I'm like, all right, there's no way Ullbrich's going to be back. But and he shouldn't be. But I don't think that that was necessarily reflective of what he thought about Joe Douglas. I know he likes Joe, or at least he said that. But I think it's really more about the coaching staff, the offensive continuity, the continuity with Ullbrich. Do you think he was really going on a ledge for Joe? I didn't. I thought it was more about the other guys.
Right. Okay, maybe. But Ullbrich can't be back now.
No.
And they're not going to fire him in season. It'll be after the year, and then they got to make the decision on Rodgers. Did anybody have the, Hoff, maybe you had this, did anybody have the Joe D, Daniel Jones parlay that Jones will be benched, Joe Douglas be fired week 12? I mean, think about what's gone on here in New York football, how bad it's been. Saleh out a month ago, and then in the same week, the Giants finally, by the way, when did Douglas take over? Was this year six for him?
He took over. Becton was his first draft, right? I remember that was during COVID.
Because I feel like he's been here. He's definitely been here, obviously, longer than 4 years. Was it 5? Was it year 6? Point is,
Didn't he come in and then he came in after? Yes, he came in after the draft.
You're right, right.
Which is idiotic. A typical Jets move. Hey, yeah, come on down. Next general manager who have no impact on the players we just drafted. Come on down, Joe.
So, yeah, 19.
2020 was his first draft, though.
Okay, right. But he came in on 2019. Yep. Right, and Daniel Jones was drafted in 2018.
Oh, jeez.
And both these guys overstayed their welcome, and they're both out ahead of week 12 in the NFL.
But it's not a surprise to me of the parlay. Like, you know, you usually make, if you do a parlay, I'm not a big parlay guy, but just playing with the verbiage that you throw out there with Jones and Joel D. Generally, when you make a parlay bet, you feel a little bit better about one of the two or three legs that you actually put it. Like, one, you're like, a little reach. The other two, you feel better about. Like, if you ask me, what's more probable, you know, Daniel Jones getting benched or Joe Douglas getting fired mid-season, I'd say Daniel Jones getting benched by a mile.
Right.
By a mile.
You know, Joe Douglas, the I know there were multiple reasons why he's out, but he missed twice on quarterbacks. He had his own with Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
And because he screwed up that one so badly, he had the opportunity to go get Rodgers, and that didn't work out either. Like, he got every opportunity. There was no, you know, I don't know what he could have done or could have been. He had every opportunity here. And in particular, forget about even the head coaching stuff. With the quarterback in particular, had his top pick, number two. They love Zach Wilson, whatever. Disaster, and then trying to go chase it with Aaron Rodgers, also a disaster.
Can I tell you what I think is his greatest failure? I know this is going to sound like a massive contradiction of what you just said, but the hit rate on quarterbacks is so all over the map. And granted, he missed, there's no question.
Twice.
I know, but I'm just talking about the drafting, right? I think it's, from my perspective, it's worse that he went and chased a shiny object in Reddick and allowed good run stuffers to leave, because the inability for the Jets to stop the run is the beginning and basically the end of all of their defensive issues this year.
They got worse defensively this year, no question about it.